Listen, I'm trying. I have been very supportive of you, but sure. This one I can't. I'm not there with you on this one. Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that could not possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared, and we're not experts in music or videos.
That's right. One or two.
Neither one.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. I'm excited. I'm in a good mood for the podcast. We got a good episode, I think, in store.
Sure.
It's going to be 16 minutes long, and then we're going to get on with our day.
16. Oh, we better hurry.
Yeah, that's three times through the video.
I've got more than 16 minutes of notes.
Go.
So,
go. We'll skip mine.
Last week, we covered She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals. Do you have anything to add other than, of course, Nick joined us for that episode? And if you have not listened to it, go back and listen to it. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. Thank you, Nick. But anything to add?
I've got nothing to it. Nope. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move past that. I listened to it a few more times in the car, but man, I can't understand him in the car, so don't care. Just ready
tried.
To be moved past.
You tried.
I did.
It's okay. Well, what? Let's get into what are we drinking?
Oh, well, Travis, today was dealer's choice, and you were the dealer, so you picked us some good old Guinness out of the can.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Simple.
Guinness draft. Yep. The end. Also, that was dealer's choice, was our fragrances of the day. We did a random draw. Travis picked us two goodies here.
Uh-huh.
First up for Travis, we have Tom Ford White Patchouli.
White Patchouli.
A discontinued one.
I always picked the discontinued ones.
He has more gone that are still around, so it makes sense.
Okay. Ooh.
I like this one. I haven't worn it in a while, but out in a field, warm.
Yeah, spicy.
Yeah. But very floral. But good.
Oh, I like it. It's more feminine than I would normally wear,
mm-hmm.
but
it's not,
fine.
Not so feminine that somebody's going to think you're wearing women's.
Right. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Travis, what you inadvertently have done here is pick Victor and Rolf Antidote, which has a story for all of us.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. What I'm going to say on record here, one of my top 10 of all time.
I was about to say, I like the smell already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you
go. Yeah, that's good.
So, our friend, Tara, bought this for me when we were working at Friedman's.
Bubba Sticky Tara?
Bubba Sticky Tara.
Okay.
She got it for me many, many years ago. It is also discontinued, and it's worth more than its weight in gold now.
Is it?
Yes, it was produced for a very short amount of time. I have so many memories with this that I can't get into for legal purposes. But another reason, this is just a fun fact. For anybody who's into fragrances, I might be going on a little too long about it. But
no. You
notice the top is gone. Right?
Yes.
Because another reason these are so hard to get is because this was faulty. So these broke off all the time in the bottle, or if you leave it on, it leaks and evaporates. So you have to take it off. And many people didn't know that, so their bottles evaporated or broke. So I have this much, and I have a whole other full bottle that I transferred out into another glass container, so it won't evaporate.
Nice.
So if I ever need a new car, I'll just sell these bottles.
that good?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to do exactly.
I was about to say. Well, interesting facts for you that listen just for our fragrance part.
Y'all can cut it off now.
That's the longest it's ever been. Congratulations.
You picked one close to my heart.
Good. I'm glad I did.
One time, somebody said I smelled like a ghost, and that made me very happy.
It would.
All right. So, Travis, what do we got today? This is your pick.
We got Broken by Seether and featuring Amy Lee.
You gave the W like broken.
Broken. Well, that's the way he sings. So.
Bro.
So featuring Amy Lee from Evanescence. I didn't know they had recorded this in like 2002, and then in 2004 they redid it with her, and then it became popular.
So that was our first fun fact of the video. Keep going.
I'm struggling with my phone here. I've dropped it twice now. This is fun.
Good times. So did you already know that? That sounded like a little bit of research.
Well, I did find that while I was looking at the director. Okay. But now there is some other points in here that is research that I did after I finished.
Okay. I believe you. I know you didn't cheat.
My thing.
Okay. So cool. Second video for us with Amy Lee in it.
Yes.
But not her thing.
No.
And this was 2002 or was it 2004 when this came out?
2004 when this came out. Our year. Yeah. Graduating year from high school.
Give me some memories. What do you got to this song?
I heard it a lot. And I think I mentioned when we covered, what was the Evanescence cover that we covered?
Call Me When You're Sober.
Call Me When You're Sober. My brother was a huge, huge fan of Amy Lee. And so anything that she was involved in, he would rock to it. And he had a Camaro with two big eights. Or eights, is that a thing? The speakers, bass speakers? Eights, 12s, 11s. I don't know what they were. Yeah, they were monstrous speakers, and he would have this blaring all the
time. Eights are not big. Eights are not?
Okay, so maybe they were like 12s.
12s are big.
Okay.
12s, 15s, yes.
Okay. I remember it was very loud and semi-obnoxious.
Okay. Because remember, I had one.
You did too, yes.
But I had one 12, so that was...
You had one 12. Okay, he had two of something.
It was loud enough.
Yeah.
Looking back, it was probably good. And this is not one of those songs that you would listen to in that. This is a rock song. It's not a rap.
That's what he listened to was rock.
Fine.
Yeah, he did it all wrong. Don't get me. he didn't do it the right way, but he had loud music blaring.
Well, I think my tale to this is I think it was in the Punisher soundtrack, the first Punisher.
It was.
So that's what I remembered it from, though the video has nothing to do with it as far as I'm concerned. But I think I think we all listened to it back in the day a billion times because, as you said, it came on all the time. But no, like, personal connections. Just I remember it.
Yeah.
Fondly. I remember it. Fondly.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, then let's get to it.
Let's do it. Director. It's kind of an important
part. Rude of us.
Yeah. I had a little piece of paper.
Probably here, where you dropped your phone.
No. I wanted to show this to you. So, this is a director we'll know. Nigel Dick.
Really?
It is Nigel Dick. Okay. Yes. And can you remember, we've done three of his already.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
I remember Head Over Heels.
Yep. Head Over Heels is one of them.
And I know it was another British.
Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis.
Yes. And one more.
Another Night by Real McCoy.
Okay. Wow, we're not even meaning to do this. This guy's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
And you can't tell.
You would have never guessed that this was a Nigel Dick video. I mean, those were all 80s that we just talked about.
Do we owe him
80s.
Money?
I don't know. So, we've talked about him several times. I'm not going to bring them all up. I just handed him a sheet of all of his music videos that he's done.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, and you highlighted all the names.
I highlighted all the bigger people that he has worked with, and you can read some of them off if you want to. It doesn't matter. You should already know who this guy is. He's a megastar.
We got
to
get him
in the music video world.
Yeah, this is incredible. Okay,
it's over 60 music videos just on that sheet alone. That's not all of them.
If y'all want to zoom in,
ridiculous.
Okay, there you go. All right, Nigel Dick, hands up for Nigel Dick.
Yeah. So okay, now we can get into theories. If we want to.
No.
No, okay.
You walk us through the video. We have no idea.
We don't have to do that. Okay.
You tried to distract me with this list.
I sure did. All right. You have Amy Lee and Sean Morgan, who is the lead singer of Seether, in a dilapidated trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
And she has black wings on and a white tank top.
How did we miss it for a tank top?
We didn't. So this, remember when we picked, I told you that some of these were on my old lists.
This would have been on
this
there.
This was on my old list for the tank top season that we did.
Prime tank top too.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So it was on my list and I picked from old list. But anyway, they're in this, it looks like an atomic bomb fell on a trailer park and they're singing the song. Amy Lee is trying to interact with him, but he seems not to notice her. And they all walk away together at the end. The band shows up in the middle of it.
Yeah, they don't feel each other there anymore.
No. Not at all. That's it. That's the best I got. I don't know how to break this down.
It's a lot of walking around.
It is. Lots of walking. abandoned cars, music playing and singing in chairs.
And a horse that looks like a cow.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Okay. It's a horse that's black and white. It looks like a cow.
Okay. I didn't notice it. I noticed notice the horse. Oh, okay. I didn't notice that it was black and
Travis,
white.
I got news for you. There's a horse in this video. Yes.
No, thank you.
I would love it if you just like X'd out all your paper if you saw the horse. Like everything revolved around no horse and the horse ruins all of it.
It's not a single animal in here. You're like, you believe that?
So, Jared, no. My theory is that in a world without horses.
That'd be good. I think the one thing we can go ahead and do is we can go ahead and say what this video is about, like what we're actually seeing, right?
Okay.
It's pretty obvious, I think.
Okay. Please.
I don't know if this is a theory or this is what it actually is. But anyway, I'm guessing that Amy Lee is no longer alive. Mm-hmm. She had a relationship with Sean, the singer, and he is literally just singing a song for her, saying that he cannot feel her anymore while she's around. That's why she has the wings on, because she's dead.
Yeah. Now, yes, that's sure. You can make a theory, but do you think she died in whatever, like if it's a trailer park fire?
Yeah. Now, that's where you can start throwing in theories. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But essentially, that's what this video is she's a dead partner of this guy.
Well, before we get into even theories here, just to get where your head is, did she die in a fire in the trailers or in the car? In a car crash of some kind? Because they both end up in that car.
No, it's got to be something to do with whatever happened here in this trailer park.
Or did he drive his car into the trailer?
It's very possible. So maybe it was a car wreck.
All right.
Did he kill her?
Murder?
No.
Accident.
Yeah.
I would say accident before murder.
Yeah, no. I don't think he actually murdered her, but did he? I mean, it is still the vehicular homicide.
Dead by his hand in some way.
Okay, yeah.
I could see that too. Now I got more of the vibe, and it ties into no other theories. So we're just kind of dancing around the outskirts of the video.
Sure,
that they are more sibling like than they are a relationship. I think they kind of look similar, and they don't have like a longing relation, like the way they interact with each other is more sibling like than any type of romantic. They don't have a sexual vibe with each other.
So now that you say that, I agree with you.
Okay.
But that never crossed my mind, because they were actually in a relationship when they did this video.
They were?
So I was tainted by it. Yes. They were dating.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I have always heard that if you have great on screen chemistry, that means you usually aren't in a relationship. If you have bad chemistry,
you are. Oh, okay.
So maybe that is the truth then.
It could be.
I didn't pick up really chemistry between them at all.
You're absolutely right. There is no chemistry between them.
No, they seem comfortable.
Yeah.
But not like...
It's more sibling-like. It's more brother-sister.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. That could bring up some good theories, which I hope you tapped into.
Okay.
Nope.
I did not. Don't look right through me.
Okay.
I came up with nothing for that.
You had something there.
No, I just thought another thing that made me think is sibling is how they both sang through their stomach ulcers.
What?
Because if you've noticed throughout the video, every time they hit a higher note, they both wince. They're always like, we can breathe. Like, it's always like both of them. And when he does it, he makes a face when they hit a higher note or sing harder. So it's like they have the similar stomachs.
Fair enough.
So they're related.
Yeah, sure. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Did the horse burn down the trailers?
No.
No. Nothing to support that?
I don't think you're ready for that fun fact, but I do know what burnt down the trailers.
Oh, lovely. Not yet. I'm not ready.
Nope, you're not ready for it.
Yeah, but I couldn't find a reason for the horse, so I was like, he's guilty.
The horse did it?
Horse did it. He's a cow.
And he's he does have black.
He's a Chick-fil-A horse.
He is a Chick-fil-A horse.
A little product placement. Okay.
Good.
Let me see. I don't have anything yet. What about your... I can go ahead and hit my one-sentence summation, because I have... It ties to nothing. This is how I feel when the Wi-Fi goes out.
Stranded. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Mine's not that good. Mine was shampoo illegal to use in 2004 you were in a rock band.
So I tried... I'm just going to go ahead and get to the end of this podcast, because I tried to make fun of it, too.
Did
I was
you?
Like, would you music video night with them? That's one of our last questions.
Right.
I would with Amy Lee. And I was going to say I wouldn't because he looks like he smells bad. But then when I was thinking about hair. But then as I watched it, I was like, he really doesn't look like he does. Like, his hair actually looks, in some scenes, pretty taken care of. It looks a little greasy. A little greasy, but I also think over-conditioned.
Maybe.
So I didn't go with the joke, but you took it, and I'm okay with it because okay, I almost good. Did it.
Yeah. They do not look like the cleanest of
No, people. They don't. Now... To go further into that, I said I would with Amy Lee, and I would with him, but I would have to tell him I don't have any cigarettes.
since we're hitting it now, I absolutely would with Amy Lee. I'm going to say no to Sean.
Yeah, and we are speaking, Sean, if you listen to this, I know you will.
Yeah, of course.
This is you then. I've seen you now. Sure, let's party, buddy. Listen, you look great.
We've talked about this. We base this solely on the video we're watching at the time. Would we music video with the person in this video?
No.
And you're acting in the video, so yeah. The answer is no.
Yeah, but Amy Lee, bring that tank top.
Hell yeah.
That's all we're tank tops.
That's where it's at.
Man, she's rocking it in this. Yep. I mean, who's better, her or Avril Lavigne?
Ooh.
Who's rocking it better?
I think you got to give that to Avril.
I'm with you.
I think you have
Avril,
to.
Who is the best male? Kid Rock?
The best male? Oh, yeah, Kid Rock. Yeah, by far.
Not that he looked great in it, but he owned it the best. Because Eminem wore one also.
So did Creed.
It's Kid Rock.
Yeah, it is Kid Rock.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. We just have to clarify the era for these young listeners.
Yeah, we're talking about the white tank top, or as we used to call it back in the day before it was politically incorrect, the wife beater.
The wife beaters, yeah.
Yeah.
The low-rise jeans. I mean, Amy Lee looks great in this.
She does look fantastic.
And, you know, he looks good, too, for the era. I think he looks great. He fits the mood of how he sings.
Yeah, we say that because this is our era, right? This is what we knew. Yeah.
This could be Keener.
Absolutely. Well, not so rock.
Not so rock, but, like, you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it could be.
I couldn't ever imagine him with a lip ring.
Oh, I'd pay money.
Yeah, good. All right. Let's get into some theories.
Yep.
Because I've got some other bull crap to talk about, but let's get into some theories.
Okay.
One of my theories, she is the angel of death.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came. Even before she was dead.
Oh, wow.
Black Wings, I was like, angel of death.
Wow, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, these gentlemen have all died in whatever accident occurred in this.
They all owned a trailer.
Trailer park, yes. Yeah. And she has come to claim their souls and bring them back to their eternal death place.
Yep, that's an easy one. Is there anything deeper that attaches to it in the lyrics or in the video that you could latch onto?
No, because that one, so maybe that's why I said the first theory of her being dead, that ties into the lyrics. Okay. Like, they literally, they don't have the same relationship that they used to. So that's why that was my first thought. This was my second thought because of she's the only one in Black Wings and outside of the guys.
I have a habit of, and this is not downing either of those theories, but like if I'm like, okay, that's probably what it is, or it's very, very simple, I don't even write it down, and I should, because I just skip over that.
Oh, really?
Like, but I think for people that aren't doing what we're doing and they watch it once or twice, I think we need to hit those.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
That's what they're gonna like latch onto real quick. And I'm just like, yeah, she's dead. Okay, that's stupid, and I move on. Even though it's not dumb, that's just what most people probably assume it's about, or they broke up or something, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I like to hit the easy ones quick.
Yeah, you should. You should keep doing it.
Yeah, okay. So, hit me with one of yours. What you got?
Okay, let me get
blow it. My mind, Jared.
Okay, so I was looking at a few things that were in the video that were weird. I didn't attach it to anything Punisher-wise, but it did put me in the head of like Marvel or superheroes or video games. And I think what made me think of video games is tying it into what was I doing when this video came out? Video games. And so one thing that struck me is the only thing red in this video is that umbrella.
Okay.
What does that umbrella look like? You didn't play as many games as me, but do you recognize it?
I do not.
It's literally the company name is Umbrella from Resident Evil.
Oh, Resident Evil.
Yeah, it looks just like it. And so I was like, okay, what happened here that is Resident Evil related?
Oh, yeah, that could fit. Umbrella Corporation takes over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so the all of it ties in a way of the Resident Evil 1 happens in a mansion trailer park. So everything's downgraded. It took over this little experimental trailer park in the middle of nowhere. It had to be wiped out. The scarecrow that they're burning down is the original tyrant or nemesis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's all it is. One of the early failed Umbrella experiments.
Okay. Why the wings?
I have no real reason. I mean, if you want me to BS my way through it, it's just
kind of, like, yeah, BS, let's go.
Sometimes the Tief virus gives people wings.
Sure, okay.
Thanks.
They're good, good. No, I like it. I did notice the Umbrella, but I didn't put that much thought into it.
But
it does look like Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah,
Umbrella,
if it was any other color, but it's red and white, and it's so the only thing red in the video. Like, it's such a strange standout. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
So I got that. I also put the Scarecrow. What did his face look like? And so Tyrant or Nemesis. But it also looks like Rorschach from Watchmen.
Okay.
But like, you know.
Don't all Scarecrows look like that, though?
They all have the mask, yes. But that has the inkblot look.
Okay.
Like Rorschach. But, you know, his moves.
His moves, yeah. But I just chalked it up as like a burn spot.
That's fine, too. I'm reaching here. Yeah. This is just. These are nonsense ones. Even before I saw that it was a trailer park based on the sign, I put Trailer Park Fire because it just looks like that. Now, a problem I want to bring up. This is a Trailer Park Fire. Why are all the trees and the bushes still there? Nothing else burned down but the houses. So It couldn't have been a widespread fire in the area. These are all targeted little fires because only the houses, only the cars, the horse is fine. And so, like, not everything burned down because the grass is green and there's bushes.
Sure.
So what is that?
Okay, I mean I can give you the boring answer.
It's not land of theirs to burn.
Well, so the burning and everything that you see is aftermath of whatever actually happened here, mm-hmm. right? So they staged some of this.
Yeah.
But this could be, you know, a year after the accident and the greenery has come back and all that kind of stuff.
But things are still on fire.
Well, that's still smoke. Staged.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the boring answer.
That's what I'm telling you. I know it's staged. Yeah. Yeah. I just meant, like, if we are trying to come up with a theory for it,
yeah.
Why is the greenery still there?
Well, it makes sense with your theory, though, that Nemesis has destroyed the buildings.
Yeah.
He doesn't catch things on fire.
He just effed us up.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's a good way. But he doesn't care about the grass.
No, yeah. He's not setting any bushes or trees or grass on fire. He's just tearing up anything in his way.
Stars. That's all he's doing.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, that was all. That was one of them.
Okay. So this is my last theory, by the way.
Okay.
I kind of went a Brothers Grimm vibe with it. Kind of, yeah. So she is a demon.
Okay.
And they have been called in to trap her. So she created chaos in this trailer park, right? She destroyed everything. And the townspeople that got away hired these gentlemen to trap her and get her away from what used to be their ruined city or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Their way of trapping her is with music.
Music, yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
And so they escort her out as a demon at the end of the video. They see them all walking away together. So they've...
They got her.
Yeah. What's the word? Because they don't kill her. They brainwash her.
Subdue?
Subdue with
their... I think there is a word you're looking for. Like when you bind a demon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that was their job. They're demon hunters.
Okay, musical demon hunters.
Yeah.
I'm with it, and they look like it. how does it... What about lyrically?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing there, no.
Okay, no, I like that because... And you can't... We're going to say she's like a Medusa character because none of them look at her in the eyes.
True, yeah.
And so they're all... In order to not be charmed by this demon, you can't look at her.
Yeah, or a succubus or... Yeah.
You have to play... You know, you've got me thinking about whatever word it is, too, because there is a word.
Yeah, there's a word. I know there's a word. I just can't think of it at the moment.
Encapsulate. Anyway.
that's not it.
It isn't.
Yeah,
I know. Okay. But, yeah, no, I like that. But right now, man, you got to tie it in. Give me some words. Why?
Some what?
Give me some words from the song. Why? It ties in.
The only theory I have...
You've been skipping that a lot lately.
No, the only theory I have that it actually tied into is the first one where she is death.
The real...
Or she's a dead relationship partner of this dude.
that was a good sentence.
Yeah, that was not. Like, I forgot how to speak English.
You got there. What, aren't they... aren't they South African? So maybe you're just speaking how they would speak.
They are.
Yeah.
Did you already know that?
I already knew that. Yeah. No, you didn't say it.
Oh, God. I had no idea until I...
No. No, that is an unusual fact about them, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry. The band Seether, they are a South African rock band.
Seether? Just take a second, man. I'm worried about you. It's hot in this room is what it is. It's Seether. Hot. Seether. Yeah. Air's not on.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting fact.
Yeah.
Number 12 for this episode.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot here. Okay. Oh, I needed that note. That's okay. I wrote that note too. Okay. I have my last one. I have my last one also.
Okay.
Don't have as many.
Nice.
Okay. Which I think I'm going to get the points. For the video. All right.
Good. Yeah, I wasn't very excited about mine today, so I was kind of hoping you had that home run hitter.
You can't do that to me every time, man.
I'm not.
I need you sometimes. Here we go. So this video ties into the lyrics. These are she and him are the last two Highlanders.
Oh, you're going into... Okay. All right. No, you have to elaborate now.
Okay, yeah. So if you don't know what a Highlander is, people at home, they are immortals who have to kill each other and they gain each other's powers. They have to cut off each other's head and they roam the earth in order to fight and kill the other ones, right?
Sure.
This video is the very end. The world is ended. It is destroyed. These are literally the last two people on earth and they're the last two Highlanders, but they can't find each other. And they've been immortal for question mark amount of years. So they are roaming the earth looking for each other, but can't find each other because at this point they both want to die, but they can't because you can't kill yourself.
Right.
So this trailer park, the scarecrow is on fire because it lets you know that they have been there. They're trying to signal to each other where they are so they can fight.
Okay.
And it's two, while we see them on the same screen, they don't interact because it is two separate timelines. One's already been there and destroyed everything, and the other is getting there later. So they never interact because it is them getting to each other's spots and knowing the other one has been there, but unable to find each other.
So when they're in the same screen with each other...
That's just them, like, if you just split it. Like,
okay.
Oh, shit.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to do this, but I feel like I have to.
Okay.
There's nothing to support that.
So, if you know from Highlander, when they kill another one, they gain the other one's powers.
Yes, they
do. If you were the last...
And they get struck by lightning and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, it goes wild.
It's amazing.
So, but they gain powers, okay? And so, it would not be, I don't think, too far of a stretch to say if you're the last two, you may have gained the ability to fly. If you've killed every other Highlander, we don't know to what ends their power goes.
Okay.
So, that explains her wings. His power is music.
Okay.
So that's all that it is. And they, as far as lyrics, I think it works because in the lore of Highlander, no, that's right.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be drawn to each other. They can sense the other ones. But because it's been so long, they don't feel each other anymore. That's why they can't find each other. And when you take your pain away, it is literally they are hoping the other one kills them so they can not be immortal and lonely anymore.
I feel like you came up with this theory by listening to the song, and then you tried to make it work for the video. Because I'm with you on the lyrics.
Okay.
There's no swords.
There's no swords.
The flight cannot remove a head, nor can a guitar or music.
Mm-hmm.
There are three other band members.
Are there?
No, I'm not. I am not done. Don't interrupt me.
Okay.
They actually touch each other at one point in this video.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the split screen thing, but she leans on him.
If he wasn't there, what is she leaning on? The chair he's sitting in.
Okay. Possibly you could get away with that.
Okay.
But there's it's just so much that's disagreeing with your
theory. Well, the main thing, I will give you, is the swords. They don't have swords.
Yeah.
But
well, there's other members, too, so they can't be the last two.
They're not part of the video in any way. They're there, as in a lot of music videos, when you have the face of the band. The other members just want to be in it for a second. That's all that it is. It's just to show, hey, we're a band. It's not just this guy. They don't count in this video, as far as I'm concerned.
Listen, I'm trying. I have been very supportive of you, but this one I can't. I'm not there with you on this one. Lyrically, I like it. Mm. Lyrically, this would have been perfect at the very last show or the last season of the Highlander series. This would have been a great song to be on there.
Okay.
But I can't support the video.
Well, I just think Highlander of it, like, related. If it's been so long, like, yeah, this is me stretching, because I feel like it could. It's not that it is, it's just that it could. And I think that if you've been roaming for so long on an earth with nobody, like, yeah, you're supposed to have your sword, but now you've been carrying it around for 200 years and you can't find anybody. You know? If you found each other, you're going to just be like, okay, let's find some swords. Let's make some swords. Like, we have time.
Let's go grab
a
roadside.
Hey, just don't leave, please. Like, we'll figure it out.
Okay. It's fine, I guess.
And the horse is a Highlander.
The horse is how they ride.
That's how they got there. Yeah, that's their ride. So, yeah, that's it. That was my big one. And I think that was the closest I could get with the lyrics.
Lyrically, I like it. I do like it lyrically.
He's going to smash the guitar into her neck. Yeah, and her wings are sharp, so that's their beheading tools.
Yeah, feathers can be sharp, can't they?
Archangel from X-Men.
Okay.
Powers. They have powers. They're Highlanders. Okay?
That's all the theories I've got, that's man. It.
Okay, do you have anything... weird little notes. The doll with white wings. Anything tied into there?
The only thing I could figure, and I could tie it into my third theory, where as a demon and their music playing made her feel bad about what she did, so she found a child's toy and was, you know, regretting her decision to whatever.
Do whatever to this village. Like how we're calling a trailer park a village.
Right. But no, I really don't know why else she would have picked it up. There is another theory there. She lost somebody else.
Maybe she died young.
Or oh yeah,
yeah.
She's been trapped there for so long.
Yeah,
which fits lyrically too.
Sure. All right. Anything else large? Any other big encompassing things?
No, I can tell you. What actually happened to this place, if you're ready for that now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this was filmed in a real-life trailer park that was burned to ashes by a crystal meth lab explosion.
As you would expect.
Yeah. that's exactly what
it was. If you're not
from
Alabama or Texas, that's how they burned down.
Yeah. So, yeah, they actually found a place like
that. Well, so it wasn't currently burning. They just then screened it. Or set it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they set up the burning. But yeah, it'd be interesting if they heard on the news.
There's still like corpses. No, let's get in there, boys.
Yeah, let's go. We got them filmed.
we got 2 hours for the catches.
No, yeah, it was definitely staged after the fact. And I don't know how long after the fact, but it couldn't have been that long. I mean, someone would have cleaned it up by now, I would assume. So they had to have got the rights to get in there pretty quick.
Yeah, that's... What is it? Paradise Valley, I think is the name of the
place.
Yeah,
and I almost looked that up just to see the story behind it, but I didn't look up.
Man, you should have.
Yeah, I should have. You're right. Yeah,
then what if it does tie into them?
It could.
Maybe they're recreating some type of story based on the trailer park.
That would have been too much research.
It would. Yes and no.
After the fact, maybe not.
Yeah, if you had just like Paradise, because you're not researching. You are researching the video kind of.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, we'll let it go then. All right, do you think they got in the band? Do you think they got into a fight based on who got to wear which lip ring?
Or who got to ask her out on a date first?
Yeah, that was a big high-stakes game of paper, rock, scissors. Okay. Also, I put that he looks like he got his lip pierced that day.
It does.
He's always like, ah. I said stomach ulcer earlier, but I think the way it's pierced, it's he's like. Pierced,
yeah. Every time he's having to stretch that mouth open.
Every time. Okay. Who wins between him and her for most mopey?
Because
they're both just moping around.
I think he wins.
He wins. Okay. There it is. You have it. Sean is his name?
Sean Morgan, yeah.
Sean Morgan wins mope. Yeah, I said that. It,
he is more mopey than she is. She has a little bit of pep in her step sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, he has none.
None. He's broken.
Yeah.
Did you have Elite Night or Who's Who?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we had so Who's Who.
That's what this, I also put that this looks like if you were going to be presented a Who's Who award for most mopey. This is the video that you would do.
Most emo kid.
Yeah, most emo. Okay. Okay.
He still wins.
He gets it. Well, you get a guy and a girl. They both win. They both get it together.
Oh, that's true.
But she would have absolutely, and we've said this about Amy Lee, but like she, I'm not going to say she's really super sexy in this video, but she's absolutely adorable, like super cute.
Yeah.
And like she's one of the ones, even if she was a goth girl, that's like the goth girl, the popular guy would be like, I want her. Yeah. Like
I think it is sexy.
Sure. I just don't know how old she is, so I'm not going to say that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, oops.
I'm sure she's 18. It's fine. Okay. What do we got next? Acting. I put good.
Did you?
I think they both do a great job. I think he does great. He doesn't break character. I think it's of its time. But I think it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. The more I watched it, the more I got over it.
Like, tired of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who... I would say more him. But you know what? Maybe it's the eye contact from him that I don't like. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I don't know if his acting is bad, but his eye contact is
okay.
Awful.
Didn't like that.
No, yeah.
Sure, I'm with it.
So, I'm not going to say bad acting, but I'm not sure.
Good acting, bad eye contact.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I did put, it's almost too good of acting when the very little that we see of the other band members, it, the way they are acting, I'm like, the first thing I thought was they lost their instruments.
Yes.
They are lost for real.
They're lost.
Legit looking for something. It doesn't look like they're like, all right, now look like you're lost. They were like, what?
No, that's the plan. Like, go find your instruments. What?
What do you mean? You've hid my... Yeah, it was too good.
Yeah.
So that's a minus. Too good of acting.
Just on the band members other than Morgan and Amy Lee.
Yeah.
Best acting in the video.
Mistakes?
I found none, but...
Okay.
I don't know if you can because everything's a jumbled mess anyway. It is.
I mean, you could blame, like, they hide the smoke machines and stuff like that. Like,
sure.
There's some things that are not very well done, but they're not really mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay, move on. They go together?
Yes.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
I do realize I listened back to a few episodes, and this had no influence on this video, but I feel like I always say no.
You do say no a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you absolutely do.
This one I said yes, but yeah. It wasn't because of that.
I just No. Yeah, yeah. They go together because they don't go together with some of our theories that we said today.
Except for the Highlander one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, especially that one. I mean, two people that are torn apart and can't feel each other, if it's perfect.
Yeah, good. Okay. What would you change? I have two, so.
You have two? Well, give me one. Let me think for a second.
A bigger wind machine.
A bigger wind machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think, they have one. They're blowing the grass, they're blowing the hair, the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's on them, it needs more. It needs to be a little more dramatic than it is.
Okay. Fair enough. I think the only thing I would change is show me what happened here.
Okay.
Like, show me a tornado that come through or something that led to this destruction that we're seeing.
Wow, you just upped the budget by like $1 million.
Why not? But that's the only thing that doesn't make sense is they're in this trailer park, but we don't know why or what happened or who's dead, who's alive. Maybe they're all alive. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We don't know. So show us.
What do you think it is about superhero movies that attracts Amy Lee?
About superhero movies?
Daredevil for Bring Me to Life.
Okay.
Punish her for this.
Is
it just she's got a big voice, like, for such things?
Maybe, but keep in mind, this is a Seether song, so.
Yeah, they redid it with her.
They did redo
maybe
it
for it
with her.
Was it for that?
No.
It was not?
No.
Okay.
No. It was just a way of making it more popular, and they were dating. That's the thing. They started dating, and so he put her in the.
Wow, that was a good business decision. Like, even sure. if he didn't like her at all, hey, we're dating. You want to be on this song? Oh, you're popular. I didn't realize.
Yeah, this song didn't do as well as it should have.
Yeah,
but with you,
you want to hop on?
Just, and it blew it did, up. It did. Was mouse. Yeah, great okay. decision.
Okay, another change. Get out of the flip-flops.
Yes, the flip-flops. Poor Amy.
Just
why?
Be barefoot.
Why did they put... Yes, just be
That's
barefoot.
All.
The flip-flops are distracting.
They are. Dude, wildly.
Yes.
Like, I'm not... I have no foot fetish. I was just like, why the hell are you in flip-flops?
Boots or shoeless?
Yes.
Those are your two yeah. options here.
And I get you're literally walking around a meth lab. I get it. Yes. But not...
Boots.
Boots are fine, not flip-flops. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That okay. was one of my notes. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, we watched these videos too many times and did not notice you were wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, it's highly distracting.
Ugh. Gross. It makes me... Do you own flip-flops still? Do you still have any?
I don't have any more, no.
So I have some, but watching this, I was like, I got to throw on my flip-flops. Like, they're appropriate only near the beach.
Only on the beach. That's yeah. it.
Just quick on and off. You can hit them on the ground to get the sand
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's the only time they're appropriate.
If you're worried about stepping on things related to drugs and fire, flip-flops are not even they're not even the best thing to wear.
No.
Okay.
All right. Good job.
Thank you. Is that all you would change? What would you change? Nothing
yeah,
else.
No, nothing else.
Okay. Which is better?
Song.
Yeah.
100% the song.
I want to make some type of argument just to like talk about it, but I don't know if there's one.
There's not.
Okay.
You wouldn't convince me anyway.
No. All right, so a new segment that I pitched to you right before this. What was your favorite part? What was your least favorite part? Travis, what was your favorite part of this video?
The slow-mo of her walking by the camera, and it gets really close in on her when she's coming by the car.
Like,
really good shot.
Like, and it's her hand brushes the car?
Yeah, it's a really good shot.
Oh, okay. I think I like when he's in the car, and she walks in front of him, and he doesn't look at her.
Okay.
I think that's my favorite
part. That's good, too.
Least favorite part.
Least favorite part. You go first.
Yeah,
go first.
When she does come up behind him and lean on him, I hate it.
Oh, I think I agree with you,
actually. It made it very amateur.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. The reason I agree with you more is since you pointed out that it's not a... the relationship isn't like a sexual... If it was like a sexual tension when she does that, mm-hmm. that's different. But it's so brother-sister-ish yeah. that it's weird. So I agree with you.
Okay. I think, too, I had it just in general about the video. This is such a very simple concept of a video.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that, like, high schoolers would shoot. And jokes aside about them being emo or moping or whatever, it's doable. This video is achievable by anybody.
Sure.
It is well done for what it is, but the idea and how they shot it is simple. You could do it with a phone.
Yep.
Now, maybe not back then, it was probably a much bigger deal. But doable by any group of little emos. Y'all could have done this.
I agree. Yeah, there's nothing amazing about the cinematography here.
Mm-mm.
And nothing against
it's competent.
The cinematographer.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's easy to watch. There's nothing bad,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing that, when we've talked about it in so many videos, that sets it apart.
Yeah.
That takes it just to a different level, and it's not here. They tried. They did some things where they took the camera in and that between that empty barrel
yes.
to get yeah. a weird shot, but it's, you know, it's not that creative.
It's not, but... on the opposite end of that, though it's not that creative and not like that outstanding, it is such a solidly well done. And because I'm the one that always argues that I do think they go together. Excellent there. Concept
sure.
and vibe.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's fine.
Okay. We already went through that. All right. So I guess it's time for the nonsense rating.
Nonsense rating.
Hmm?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, 12 lost instruments.
19 piercings.
that's right.
Both are right.
Yep.
All right, now time to guess some scores here, buddy. Travis, I guessed you at a 5.55.
3.41.
Wow, really low. Okay.
I guessed you at a 3.92.
3.92. I was at a 5.89.
Okay.
And the reason is because this is part of the bias of this podcast and our age. This is a music video.
It is. It's just not that interesting. That's the only thing that got me.
Yeah, I'm going to argue a little bit to see if I can't, not to change your score, but to make you feel bad about it.
You don't have to make me feel bad about it. I think we've argued against each other and both convinced each other to change our scores for the better or for the worse. So I'm willing to change. It was just kind of boring to me.
But was it a hard watch ever?
It was never a hard watch.
It's a 4.5 minute video.
Yeah.
A long video. Never felt long. I watched it as many times as I always do. Super smooth going down every time. I never got bored. It wasn't that interesting, but I never got bored. Mm-hmm. It was always like, I can watch this.
Is that because we like the song so much, though?
I muted it for a time.
Mm-hmm. And it was still fine?
Not as good, no.
Okay.
But that keeps it from being any... I mean, still 5 is right in the middle. It's still an average. But, like, it's just decent. I think without the music, it's hard for us to separate. But if you mute it, the tone of the song is still within the video. You know it's not exciting. You mm-hmm. know there's something sad going on.
Yep.
You get the vibe. And I think that's well done. I mean, Nigel has done this many videos. Yes, so I think that he still... got it, and they still knew what they were doing. So I thought a slightly above average for that, even though it's not great. It's just well done.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you the argument that I didn't get tired of watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But it never got me excited to rewatch it again either. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I do feel a little low.
Okay.
But I'm going to leave it alone so that it have plenty of room to grow during music video night.
And I think that's fair when we get emotional when we watch this.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I stated my case, and I think that's fine. Okay. I did, for some reason this time, I took an extra like 3 minutes than I normally do to pick out a score for you. Normally, I think of it like right before you get here. Oh, this time, sure. I was like, what is Travis going to do with this one?
Yeah.
And I did start higher and keep dropping down to where I got you.
Okay. It's still not a bad guess. I mean, I think I was further off than you were, so.
Sure. We were about the same. All right. And that's all we got. That was Seether featuring Amy Lee Broken.
Yep.
What a good song, though.
Good song. Yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. Follow us on all our socials. Help me out here, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And
abandoned Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. look, I will post more when y'all start commenting.
Well, they don't even know it exists. And our email, I did get back into it. So if you want to email musicvideonightpodcast@gmail.com, we have that.
Yeah. Okay.
Hit
us up. Let us know what you think. Give us some feedback. We're open to criticism. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. It's been fun. What are we doing next week?
Yeah, that's what I was waiting on.
Wow.
I was really going to
interrupt you. I almost forgot.
All right, so next week, Travis, we are going to do Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire.
Okay.
All right. Anything to say about that? No vetoes, no arguments? You're ready to do it?
No veto on that one.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Bruce Springsteen next week, y'all. I'm on Fire now. That's Travis.
And that's Jared.
Peace.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Music Video Night Podcast. Your hosts are Travis Cokie and Jared Catherell.
Concept by Jared and Kristen Catherell.
Music by H.W. Day.
Our logo is